You're listening to SBS News.
When Professor Alan Cheng at Monash University applied for a government grant to further his research into influenza vaccines last year, he had no idea a global pandemic was about to begin. His study is one of 267 projects set to receive a share in $400 million from the National Health and Medical Research Council. Professor Cheng says his work could also help in the discovery of treatments for COVID-19.
My work is mainly in influenza, but clearly it's very, very relevant to COVID-19. So the system that I'm involved with is already monitoring for cases of COVID, and we're able to evaluate any vaccine that might come out after it's deployed to see how effective it is.
The government says some of the research projects will help in the fight against COVID-19. But Health Minister Greg Hunt says much of the funding will go towards preventing and treating common illnesses, including cancer, heart disease and mental health issues.
Examples such as the University of New South Wales, $620,000 for research into youth mental health. Such an immensely important, potentially life-saving program with a focus on depression and anxiety amongst young people.
Those living with chronic health conditions have welcomed the funding boost. 7-year-old Kushagra Singer is one of only 20 people in Australia with FOXG1 syndrome, a rare genetic condition affecting development. His father, Vivek, says his family is determined to help find a cure.
He was the 259th in the world, the 5th in Sydney to be diagnosed. Really, it was difficult to just ask anybody any questions. A lot of research built up over a number of years is being put on freeze for a long time. But at the same time, the opportunity in this whole crisis is that, I think everybody now realizes the importance of genetic research.
Mr. Singer is one of a growing number who've signed up for HealthMatch, a new platform connecting patients with clinical trials. The company's chief executive, Manuri Gunawardena, says there's been a 20% rise in applications this year from people willing to help find treatments for COVID-19 and other conditions.
A lot of clinical trials in the context of chronic conditions and even some for cancer have been put on hold, paused recruitment. We're seeing a few of these trials starting to restart now that things are looking to go back to normal, but a lot of these trials have actually had to pause due to the current situation.
Mr. Singer says he's hopeful new genomics technologies will help accelerate clinical trials of treatments for rare diseases. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.